Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 29 of Volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Worshiping the Gift Giver. Ignatius of Loyola said, "All the things in this world are gifts of God, created for us, to be the means by which we can come to know Him better, love Him more surely, and serve Him more faithfully." A.W. Tozer said, "What is wrong with Christians today is that we have the gifts of God, but have forgotten the God of the gifts." Our text today is Joshua 18, verses 1 through 7. "Then the whole congregation of the people of Israel assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. The land lay subdued before them. There remained among the people of Israel seven tribes whose inheritance had not yet been apportioned. So Joshua said to the people of Israel, 'How long will you put off going in to take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Provide three men from each tribe, and I will send them out, that they may set out and go up and down the land. They shall write a description of it, with a view to their inheritances, and then come to me. They shall divide it into seven portions. Judah shall continue in his territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall continue in their territory in the north. And you shall describe the land in seven divisions, and bring the description here to me. And I will cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. The Levites have no portion among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their heritage. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan eastward, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them." Chapter 18 of Joshua begins with the whole nation gathered in one place at Shiloh. However, seven of the tribes still have not taken hold of their inheritance. Joshua encourages these seven tribes to possess what God has promised. Notice the following phrases. Verse 1, "the tent of meeting," and verse 3, "the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you." The tent of meeting housed the Ark of the Covenant. God's glory was on display, and God's gifts were ready to be possessed. The word given in verse 3 is the Hebrew word nathan, and it means to give or to set before. And the same word is found in Genesis 1:27, where God says in creation that He has set the sun, moon, and stars in the sky to give light to the earth. God set them there as a gift. It is also found in Genesis 1:29, where God's word says that God gave them every seed-bearing plant and every tree with fruit in it for food. Therefore, God gave them light, and He gave them food. Now He gave them land. God is the giver of all good gifts, and we are reminded that this land is the Lord's gift. He has set before them all that they need to be all that He called them to be. Through this study, God may be asking you the same question Joshua asked them. How long will you wait before you possess what God has promised? While you ponder this question, don't miss another important truth about today's passage. Joshua 18:1 tells us that the people have assembled together around the tent of meeting. In other words, the whole nation has gathered to worship. They have the presence of God as they, the people of God, are gathered to worship God. And yet, they have not possessed all that God has promised. Therefore, it is possible for us to gather in God's presence with His people to worship Him and still not possess all that He has promised. This is a sad truth. We worship a gift-giving God, and the greatest gift He has ever given is salvation through His Son. So, ask yourself, have you possessed all that He has promised that is rightfully yours through Jesus? God desires for you to have a full inheritance. Why partially receive all that He has fully given? Questions today. In what ways do you see God as the greatest gift giver? What specific gifts has God given you that you still have not opened? When you worship God, do you ever feel as if it is incomplete? Explain your answer. How can possessing all of your spiritual inheritance impact your worship of God? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for every good gift you have given us. Teach us how to completely and totally accept the inheritance that you have laid before us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Christ's name, amen.